Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Merry Christmas. Today I want to talk to you about the child and the son. Reading to you from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. In the computer age, it's pretty easy to give our words emphasis when we write. You just use a bigger, bolder, or different color of font. Ancient writers didn't have these tools, but they did want to use emphasis. In the Old Testament, one of the most common ways to make a point was to repeat it, usually using slightly different words. So when Isaiah wrote these words in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given," he used this tool of repetition to emphasize the point. Yet, we recognize the hand of the Holy Spirit in the specific wording of it. You see, it starts out, "Unto us a child is born." This tells us that the victory-bringing Messiah would be a man. Theoretically, the Messiah could have been an angel, or even God without adding humanity to his deity. But only a true man could be our Savior and our High Priest as Jesus is. Only a true human could pay the price. The child had to be born. What amazing mystery. There's nothing weaker, more helpless, or more dependent than a child. Isaiah continued, "Unto us a son is given." This would be more than a man. He would also be the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Godhead. The Messiah wasn't just a sinless angel or a perfect man like Adam. We needed a perfect, infinite being to offer a perfect, infinite atonement for our sins. We needed Emmanuel, God with us, as Isaiah 7:14 says. Thinking a little deeper, we see that the child could be born because the humanity of Jesus had a starting point. There was a time when humanity had not yet been added to his deity, but the Son had to be given because the second person of the Trinity is eternal and he has existed forever as God the Son, even before he added humanity to his deity. What Isaiah probably intended as he wrote those words, simply as repetition for the sake of emphasis, we see that the Holy Spirit beautifully guided every word. Jesus the Messiah is fully God and fully man. There was a time when the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, added humanity to his deity. He never became less God, but he added a human nature to his divine nature. And so he became one person with two distinct natures functioning together in perfect harmony. If Jesus were not fully man, he could not stand in the place of sinful man and be a substitute for the punishment that humanity deserves. If he were not fully God, his sacrifice wouldn't be perfect, and therefore it wouldn't be enough to satisfy God's perfect standard. If Jesus is not fully God and fully man, we remain lost in our sins. So today, we can say, "Thank you, Lord, for the child born and for the son given." And in that, we can have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.